B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us from
Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You know, I feel like right now the world is just... It's just really confusing and scary. I love your show. Appreciate that you, of course, make me laugh, give me a moment of escape, make driving out and about feel good. And I'm getting educated, too. And
oh, you are?
Don't listen to anything.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Roy's partner Sterling and Lorenz's husband Dallas hate because you chant Friday, Friday.
We're so loud.
I've been told I need to chant softer in the morning.
Friday, Friday.
Meanwhile, by the way, I don't care. I'm like, hey, listen, I'm excited. You need to wake up anyway. Come on.
Hey, I wouldn't care if it didn't mean Cash was going
to
get up.
It's Friday, you guys. We are so happy to be with you. You made it through the week, whether you're working at home or you're one of those awesome essential frontline workers coming home from your third shift or heading in for your work day. Thanks for keeping it here to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Show. Text us, 704-570-9595. Roy, we love doing the shout-outs.
Yeah, we'll shout you out. We want to see what you're doing. Where are you? What's your name? We got to know.
Yeah.
Text 704-570-9595.
We like to shout you out like we're in the club.
What's up? Oh, yes. Right, on the ones and twos.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Shout out to the CMPD Communications people.
The 911 operators?
I don't know. 585 said CMPD Communications here. Love listening to y'all on the way to work, so thank you for doing you.
I bet this is my fellow dispatchers. I love them. I was going to, because last week was National 911 Telecommunicators Week, and I was trying to do something really nice for all of our 911 dispatchers, and I was kindly told, a coronavirus. Evidently, I just can't walk in with all this food.
Right. Next year, you'll make up for it.
Yeah.
Caleb Pinnell coming in from Banner Elk, North Carolina. Third shift stocking. What up? Thank you to all the third shifters. Nurse here just got off my 12-hour shift heading home. Thanks for giving me the laughs in the morning. Hey, Roy, I got to thank you.
Oh.
What?
I got this box right here.
Hey, buddy, says, I want to hear you thank me, but the music's in my ear. Can you stop
sorry.
That?
Sorry. Yeah.
Thank you.
How can I thank you with music in your ear?
I want to hear every second of what you're about to say.
Now, I got this nice box, Loren, and it says, Happy birthday, Mani. I wish I was in the studio to celebrate with you. Share these with Dean from Roy. It's my birthday tomorrow. Today's Dean's birthday. My son's 7. Tomorrow, I'm 45. And thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
What's in this box, BT Dubs?
It is a
bun. Well, don't tell me. Let me look.
Oh, okay.
Is this the bun cake box? Yeah. Oh, you slut. I love these.
I think I opened the box the wrong way. Oh, it's a nightmare. Anyway. It's only one sticker holding it all together.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you would think I'm opening up a treasure box from the 1800s. I can't get into it. Anyway, thanks, dude. I really appreciate it. Loren and Nicole, Roy is seriously, you are so thoughtful. Like, you do the most thoughtful things for people. When Catherine over at Tanner's show lost her dog or something, like, you sent a nice care package. Like, you're always thinking about others. That's such a good... Where'd you get that from? Because my family didn't pass that down to me.
Did your parents do that?
Was your mom always nice and thoughtful?
My mom's always nice and thoughtful. You got to take care of those who you love, man. You got to take care of the people around you.
Yeah.
But okay. Yeah, it's your birthday, and I feel weird because I've been stuck in this house away from you, Loren, and you, Manny, and I, you know, normally on a normal show, let me tell you how what would really happen today, because it's a Friday show, which is huge.
Oh, it'd be a big
we'd
show.
We'd be drinking, we'd be celebrating, we'd have a Mary bar.
Yeah, I've done that before.
And we can't do that, so I this is the next best thing. It's just a bunch of
appreciate it
for you, little cupcakes.
Thanks, dude.
That was so nice.
That's nice of you. All right, we got a ton to get to today. Where do we start? First of all, I guess, Roy, let's start yesterday after we got off the air. Governor Cooper came on at 3 p.m., North Carolina's governor, and gave us a rollout plan. And I bet you a lot of people probably were working, didn't get to hear it. Will you break it down for us?
Of course I will. Yes, we did get our stay-at-home order extended, so y'all don't be going out.
Okay, so Roy will give us that around 6:20. We got $500 for you at 8 a.m. with the KISS cash code. We're giving away $500 seven times a day. It's amazing.
We're doing what we can. We know people need the cash, so,
We're feeding the front line today. We'll give you details on that. I mean, and then as far as the show, like real juicy stuff, we got a should she, Loren, at 8:05 this morning.
Yeah.
What does she want to know? Haley, her name is. Do you remember from yesterday?
I don't
you
remember
cut
from
the
yesterday.
Promo that
I
ran
know.
All day.
Oh, I know what it was.
Yeah,
I know
what
it was.
What is it?
She wants to know if she should break up with her boyfriend over Zoom.
Right.
Oh. Ooh, do it.
But the reason why.
Seems like such a post-it moment.
The reason why is the bougiest, Loreniest thing ever. Why she wants to break up with him anyway. And she just wants to decide whether she should do it now over Zoom or wait. But anyway, so that's at the 8:05 this morning. I mean, we got a ton to do today. And, of course, throwback songs all morning.
Right. We've been doing it ever since I've been in lockdown because we want to cheer everyone up. It's your Friday free-for-all all day with KISS 95.1.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So, if you missed it yesterday, our governor, Roy Cooper, extended the whole stay-at-home order until May 8th. So, he extended it by just another week. So, dining and restaurants, bars, close contact businesses will remain closed. And then he also says that North Carolina wants to see the leveling of cases before implementing a three-phase plan to slowly reopen the state. So we do have a plan together to get things back to normal. Do you know what the plan is?
I'm not mad at it.
So
do you have it, Roy?
Yeah, I do. Phase one, the stay-at-home order is modified. More retailers open with social distancing guidelines. Gatherings still no more than 10 people. Parks can open. Face coverings recommended. We're kind of doing some of the things in phase one.
Right.
We're kind of doing the face of the thing.
But I do like that more retailers can open. You know, more anytime you can get more business, more people will get back to work. It's a good thing.
Phase two is 2 to 3 weeks after phase one. The stay-at-home order lifted. Fully lifted. Limited opening of restaurants, bars, churches. Increased amount of people at gatherings, so that 10 people goes up.
Okay? Remember, it goes back to March 17th when the CDC said no large gatherings of more than 100 people, at least for, they said this nationally now, not just for North Carolina, at least until May 15th. It was 8 weeks.
Right.
So it seems like we're on that course for what they called back in March, which is amazing.
It's a good, pretty good prediction.
Yeah, it really is.
It's almost like someone predicted a snowstorm, you know? Those things are never able to...
Right.
All right, so if this goes into effect May 9th, okay, we would be we would be at May 29th at the end of phase two.
Okay, so Loren wants to know, does phase three include family in the delivery rooms? Because she'll be giving birth.
Phase three is 4 to 6 weeks after phase two. And it says increased capacity at restaurants, bars, churches, increased amount of people at mass gatherings, lessen the restrictions for vulnerable people.
And it's a tough word, but
July 4th.
And if things trend in the wrong direction, North Carolina may go back a phase.
That's smart. We have to.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Wow. It's like you can kind of breathe a breath of fresh air with that news. At least that's the way I feel.
it's getting better.
It's just the reality of it. You know, and it could get worse at any time. You're right. But, like, the reality of it is that, like, there's movement. You're not just running on a giant wheel spinning round and round, you know, counting the days.
So, Manny, if that would put us at July 4th week, would you still end up going to Disney with your family?
Oh. No.
That would be the full reopen.
I'm taking off that week, but I have a feeling I'll be a Club Manny in my backyard and wax
staycation.
Off.
I don't know with me, though, because I'm going to be alone on a, you know, like on a beach. I'm not going to be near people.
What updates are you getting, Roy? Like, I mean, I know Disney's still closed, and they might not open until 2021, they said.
So for my resort, they closed the resort down in March as preemptive. There's zero cases there. But they went ahead and closed everything because they didn't want the spread. They have been, like, way proactive.
Good.
There's no cases in the city at all.
What city? Where are you?
Cabo.
Okay.
So they closed everything down. There's no hotel. The hotel's completely closed. And that they were just trying to get ahead of it because, you know, it's such a tourist attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to make sure that their summer business isn't hurt. So.
Yeah, here's the thing, though, Roy. Cabo, I wouldn't be so concerned with Cabo. I'd be concerned with the people coming into Cabo from around the country. That's what I told Dallas. Like, even when this whole thing, like, reopens, it will make me very leery because a lot of Dallas's job is traveling around the country from Chicago down to Florida. Like, he has the entire East Coast, and I'm like, I just don't know how comfortable I am with you getting on a plane and going somewhere, and it's not the somewhere you're going.
Lorraine, we can't hear you for some reason.
Really?
Yeah. Your microphone's not working with that negative energy you're putting out into the universe.
Oh, you're not being serious. I'm worried about Dallas bringing something home to a newborn baby. I don't think that's negative. I think that's
wash
cautious.
His hands, take off his clothes and shower, practice social distancing, wear a mask, and you and your baby will
Listen,
be fine.
I will go topless to lift this quarantine, okay?
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
So we here on the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show, we're doing something called Feed the Frontline Friday. And we did this last week where we took food to CMC Maine. We were trying to take care of those nurses and doctors. We're doing it again today. We're teaming up with Besante Pizza, which has amazing pizza and wings. The best. I mean, just the best.
Mm-hmm.
They even have this pepperoni that bubbles upwards to create this. I don't even know how to describe it, except it's like the best thing you've ever tasted.
But it's like little cups of pepperoni.
Yeah, little cups of pepperoni on your pizza. But we're teaming up with them, and we are going to go to Novant Presby today to drop off some more food for our frontline workers who's out there fighting COVID-19.
Yeah, Feed the Frontline Friday. It's going to be happening for the next couple weeks. We got a lot of cool restaurants that are partnering with us. And Roy, you're doing the drop today.
I am. I'm going to be Nicole. There. I'm going to be there staying 6 feet away from everyone.
Oh, they run it like clockwork, man. They are tight. They're a tight ship. They know exactly how to get food. By the way, it's not like we're bringing giant pizzas in boxes. They want their pizzas individually packaged. So that they could just take it and hand it out to people so that there's no, you know, worrying about grabbing, like, I'm going to put my hand on your pizza when I rip these two pieces apart. Yeah, you know, a lot smart. Goes into it.
That's smart. Yeah, because I was going to donate pizzas to the 911 centers, and I was told that was their concern, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you go to the Instagram, you know the Instagram?
Think I've heard of it.
I've heard of it.
If you go to Insta at the MRL show or Kiss95.1, you could see the stickers that we're going to be delivering when we bring food to the front line. You see the stickers have come in. Let me put it.
Frontline Strong.
Yeah. We got these stickers that say Frontline Strong, and they got the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine show logo on them. So we'll be dropping those off today, too, and for the next couple of weeks when we drop off food so that the frontline workers and the essential workers can wear these. Frontline Strong stickers, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we got those. What else do we got in our gift bag? Oh, surgical masks. We're going to give those out next week.
Yeah, we got some N95s from a wonderful donor. We're going to be dropping those off. Man, we're trying to do everything we can. We're trying to take care of our doctors and nurses and hospital staff, and we're trying to take care of you. You know, everyone's been hit with a pay cut or a job loss, so we're trying to give away $500. with the KISS cash code. We're doing it 7 times a day. We increased it during this time of need. So we get that. I mean, we're giving away money all the way up until 8 p.m. on this radio station. So
we're going to go bankrupt for sure, but at least we're doing it for a good reason. Like, we want you guys to have your bank accounts replenished. And people are winning all over the Carolinas, by the way. I heard some big wins, like big screams.
Yep.
Coming from people who won. Real quick, 704 sends a text message that says, "Hey, MRL, I'm an essential worker," in quotes, "at Walmart. This morning I'll be on door duty maintaining the restricted capacity in the store, as well as attempting to get people to maintain their social distancing. Usually my days are spent getting told off and cussed at because people don't want to be told how to enter the Walmart."
It's so true. You want to talk about a place where they do not practice social distancing is the patrons of Walmart. I've been there. I saw it.
Okay. Let me make it clear with my cardboard tube. To all people going into the Walmart, for God's sakes, do not swear at the people who are working there to try to keep you and other employees and themselves safe.
Yeah, here's an idea. Can you be a decent human?
Whoa. How about that for a change? Be a normal human being. Be nice to each other. Listen to the person who... She doesn't really want to tell you. You have to do this.
No.
Just do
it's
it
like
without
the
her.
Government.
Right. Just behave yourself or you get spanked. I'm telling you, 704, you have the right to spank people. With a glove on.
You don't want to touch them
no,
either.
You don't.
With a glove on.
No, I saw a guy. He coughed loudly at Walmart into his hand, and then he grabbed his phone. I was like, oh, God.
And you know he's touching everything else in the store, too.
Just awful. Listen, Amanda told Dean the way that this disease, and quite honestly, any germ transfers, is if you take a big thing of glitter and you throw the glitter on like a doorknob, and then you touch the doorknob, and everybody else touches the doorknob, but now the glitter's on your hand, and you're going to go to the next part of the house or another place. You know, a gas pump, and the glitter gets on the gas pump. Like, that's how germs spread.
Everywhere, yeah.
It's a glitter bomb nightmare.
Right.
But anyway, please be nice, and thank you to that Walmart worker listening to MRL this morning. I'm sorry that you get yelled at. That really, really annoys me. Because you know she doesn't want to. It's not her job to tell you to spread out. Just do it. Actually, it is her job to tell you to spread out. But make her job easy.
But it's tough to have a job where your goal is to confrontation. That's tough. That's really tough. Listen, we got to talk about the MRL show cook-off. It kind of happened late in the show yesterday. But the three of us, Loren, myself, Roy, and Nicole, want to participate in a cook-off to see who's the better MRL cook.
Now, there was an Insta poll put up, and someone is leading in the Insta poll as to who people think is the better chef. We'll tell you who that is coming up in less than 10.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
It was funny yesterday when I don't even know how it came up. Oh, Loren, you brought it up that people are loving being in quarantine right now for selfish reasons.
Yeah, because they're quarantined with really good cooks.
Yeah. And like, I don't want to get out of this situation. I'm getting great meals. And then we came up to the question, which person on the show, I took myself out of it because I'm not a good chef. It started out between Roy and Nicole. Who was a better chef, did you guys think?
It looks like you took me out of it, too.
Well, producer Nicole posted that, who's a better chef, Roy or Nicole, if you had to take a guess. Roy, are you there or do we lose you?
No, I'm here. I'm
okay,
listening.
Okay, your camera's frozen. That's all. I can't see you.
Oh, my camera is frozen. Look at that.
Yeah, it's a good picture of you. Okay, producer Nicole, let's start here with you. Why did you leave Loren out of the poll?
Because Instagram, you can't do more than two.
Okay, so maybe today you'll put whoever wins the Roy Nicole up against Loren.
I can do that.
Perfect, okay. Roy, what did you make last night? And Nicole, what did you make? And Loren, you tell us too.
Roy, you go first.
Well, last night I didn't make anything. I had takeout. Okay? But let me tell you.
How convenient.
Okay, but let me tell you how better I am than Nicole, because I know I am. If you go right now So if you go to the MRL show's Instagram page, okay, you can then vote right there who do you think's the better chef. After that poll, I posted some of the most recent meals that I fixed, and you're going to be delightfully surprised on how amazing they are compared to whatever tofu trash Nicole puts out.
Wow.
What'd you make, Nicole?
So I made a stuffed sweet potato stuffed with buffalo tempeh, corn, red onion, broccoli with a side of garlic broccolini.
She works, takeout boy. What about you, Loren?
I made Viva chicken. I made that happen.
And would you like me to share what I'm making tonight?
Do you ever take out or no?
Yeah, I do. I do take out once a week.
Okay. What are you making tonight?
Tonight we're doing mushroom Alfredo spaghetti squash stuffed with spinach, broccoli, onion, and shrimp.
That actually sounds really good.
It does.
Yeah, it does sound good.
And they're all health conscious.
Now that's the main part.
Yeah, that's the lame part. I can't say all my meals are health conscious, but I can guarantee that it's going to be the best thing you've ever tasted.
So here's what we decided. When things ease up, probably in the fall, when Loren's able to come back after the baby, we're going to do a cooking segment, and we're going to have Chef Jamie from Five Church and Top Chef come in, and you guys will make your dishes, bring them in, and he'll taste them.
I guess I should inform him of our plans with him.
Yeah, tell him we'll meet him in October.
Yeah. Nicole, do you want to go and look at the MRL show on Instagram and see the food that I've cooked so you can become now, concerned and intimidated about my skill set?
I'll tell you one thing. If there's one thing that you should know about me, I do not get intimidated. Okay, yeah. Burgers. Mm-hmm. What is this? Chili?
It's not chili, but okay.
Biscuits? Roy.
It all looks delicious. It's amazing. And you, I know.
It does look delicious, but my meals are catered towards people who want to watch their weight.
That's not the contest. The contest isn't who fix the healthier meal. The contest who's the better cook, who has the better tasting food.
So we're all going to cook the same thing.
Let me tell you, fat means flavor. So I'm a big fan of using
fat means flavor.
It does. So I'm going to incorporate fat with whatever I cook.
All right. Well, keep an eye out on the MRL show cook-off.
All right, Roy, I'm going to post pictures now, too.
Actually, 704 texted in and said, Nicole, you need to post your recipes. It might help this person eat healthier. Okay. Have a great day.
I would love to.
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Josh dropped us a DM. If you have some advice for Josh, feel free to jump on the phone at 704-570-9595. We need to say hi to people anyway. Love doing it on a Friday. Yep. You can always text us.
Okay, so the message that we got is about an ex-girlfriend. And I feel like this is kind of a touchy subject. And if it was two females, I would say this is breaking girl code. But you guys tell me. Hey, guys, I'm a longtime fan. My girlfriend and I of 3 years just broke up recently. And it's been extremely hard on me. I'm heartbroken. I haven't slept or eaten in a few weeks. Jeez. So to make my heartbreak even worse, yesterday I found out that my older brother and my ex still talk on Facebook and Instagram. He told me that he didn't know that I wouldn't want him to remain in touch with her. And it's not like I want them to not talk forever, but right now I wish he would just stay away so that we can both move on. He wants to know, is it out of place for me to ask him to cut her off on social media and stay away from talking to her for a few months?
Well, you can ask him, but it doesn't mean he's going to do it.
He should.
Sounds like he has the hotspur. Honestly,
That's what I'm concerned about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think there's nothing wrong with asking for that.
Can we go back to the part where you said he's heartbroken, hasn't slept in weeks or eaten? Yeah, right. I mean, that's good song material right there. Is if this guy's a songwriter, he's got something going.
Yeah, but then at that point, why not just get back together with her? If you're that heartbroken over it, I mean, maybe she broke up with him, but
sure, man, that's what I was thinking maybe happened.
That's what it sounds like. You know,
Which is always, by the way, it's always, I don't want to use the term funny, but like when they don't see it coming, you're like, really? You didn't see it? Like, it's that heartbreaking you didn't see it coming?
Yeah, I know.
I think when somebody's barely slept or eaten in weeks, it probably sounds like you're a stage 5 clinger and you were maybe smothering her. Yeah. And that's why she broke up with you.
Larea dishing some hard facts this morning.
Sorry, that's just what goes in my mind immediately.
Let's do this, though. If maybe you have been in Josh's position, he drops us a DM. He's an MRL show fan, just like you guys. He's part of the fam here. And why don't you guys, if you've been in the position where you broke up with someone and a member of your family stayed friends with them, does that work? Is it okay? Is Josh going to be okay if they don't get romantic and they just keep talking? Is that going to be okay? 704-570-9595. Call us and tell us.
I had a really, really long-term boyfriend that is still friends with my two aunts.
Wow.
That's weird.
It was weird at first, and I was like, could you, like, I don't care if y'all talk. Just don't invite him places like when I have my new boyfriend Dallas around. And yeah, they would still do it.
Oh, really? They would?
Yeah.
When I moved out of New Jersey to go do my first morning show job in Little Rock, Arkansas, the girl I was dating at the time was my high school sweetheart. We were on again, off again. And she got back from college and I had just gotten out of college. So we started dating again. I moved and like one day I called home and my mom's like, oh, hey, Christina's here. I was like, word?
Why?
She brought pictures ultimately, but I don't know. They stayed kind of friendly and they're still friends like on social media, like on Facebook.
Oh, see, I'm such a ride or die. I mean, if I will shut people off because you tell me to.
You should have seen Roy shuttle Drex off when I ran into my old co-host years ago in Atlanta. Roy's like, okay, buddy, we're going now. My buddy, you are my ride or die.
I have zero issues shutting people down.
Yeah, I'm not chit-chatting with you. I'm out of here. I got my own show and I'm working. 704-570-9595. You can text us. Someone sent a text message from 980 and says, I was in the same exact position. I broke up with my boyfriend and my parents stayed friends with him. My dad even took him to Panther games.
Oh,
that's so strange to me.
I guess
it's for me, like that feels like you're choosing the ex over your kid.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Like,
hi,
you
Emma.
Him better than you like me, Mom.
Hey.
Emma, you're going through something similar. You can help Josh out here with a little advice.
Yeah. So about a year ago, well, my fiance now at the time, we actually split up. We were just dating. I actually broke up with him, and I feel like if Josh is that heartbroken, maybe he should reach back out to her because Nick actually reached back out to me, and we're actually engaged and getting married this year.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
So you broke up with Nick, and your family stayed friendly with him?
Actually, his mom stays friendly with me.
Oh, your mom stays friendly. Yeah, his mom stays friendly with you. Did you break up with Nick, or did he break up with you?
I broke up with Nick, and then Nick reached back out to me.
And you guys are back together now?
We are, yeah. We've been engaged for about a year now.
I'm just trying to follow this. Why? What was the change of heart? I mean, you broke up with him for a reason.
Yeah, we had some trust issues going on at the time, and we built those back. It did take a little bit, but I just feel like it's something that if you really just can't let go, maybe he should just give it another shot. And if it was trust or anything like that, then if it's really what you want, you can work through it.
Okay. All right. There you go. That's some good advice. Thanks, Emma. 757. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead, Roy.
No, I really think that the brother is trying to now date the girl.
Plot twist. What happens if the girl broke up with him for the brother and he's just out of the loop?
Hey, listen, that's happened to my family. I had a cousin who was dating this guy named Adam. They broke up. Adam still stayed within the family, just dated the sister.
Wow.
It was really weird. He was around for like years.
I'm not going to lie. I dated a couple brothers and the older brother was hot, like hotter than the guy I was dating. And if he would have given me the time of day, I probably would have left one for the other.
I think I remember you saying that before. 757 says my dad and my ex-boyfriend still play golf together. Here's another one. 704. My dad and my ex-boyfriend work on cars together. So it's a lot of dads hanging with their daughter's exes. That's a text we're getting. By the way, these dads also, they're smart. They find out that they're... daughter's ex knows a thing or two. Like, my guess is that the guy's a good golfer and dad wants him to come to the club. And he also knows how to fix carburetors. So dad wants the ex-boyfriend around.
But, and he's probably like, oh, I like you a lot more now that you're not dating my daughter. Bang. You know, they become friends. Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. The legendary Friday free-for-all is going all morning long. We got some more throwback music. I see Shaggy and the All-American Rejects coming up. And I got to tell you, usually today it's my son Dean's birthday. And usually it's a day of conflict on the Maney, Roy, and Lorenz show. But it's not. It can't be this year. We'll tell you why coming up in less than 10.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So today is April 24th. Today is my son Dean's birthday. He turns 7. Tomorrow's my birthday, April 25th.
And historically on the show, there's a lot of drama that surrounds this day.
And there really is. And the drama is because Dean usually has a birthday party, and it includes his friends and some of our neighbors. And what it hasn't included in a long time is the show. Roy, Loren, and Nicole and their families aren't typically invited, and Amanda leaves it up to me. And I'm always like, no, they don't want to come to a reptile party. Especially.
Oh, you're the person.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Amanda's not the one. Like, if it was up to Amanda...
I get Nicole and Roy, they don't have kids, but Cash would love to go and run around at a party with a bunch of kids.
No,
which is why I've been so hurt the last 2 years.
Wait, why do you not get me?
Yeah, hold on, I'm Dean's best friend.
Okay, let me ask you this, Maney.
Because you guys don't have kids, like, I get Maney's reasoning behind it.
Okay, when you have a birthday party, okay... do all the parents just leave their kids, or do they just hang out with the adults?
We're not at that age yet, but probably next year will be drop the kids off and roll.
Okay, but for now, they hang out with you, right?
Yeah.
So why can't I come hang out with you and support my buddy Dean and support you?
Honestly, you can, dude. I just feel, and I picture in my head, and we've been through this, and this year I don't have to worry about it because the stay-at-home orders, there's no party. But I do have Nicole working on a project, which I'll tell you about here in a second.
I know, but us talking about it's giving me some PTSD.
Are you getting mad again?
Yeah.
But Roy, because I picture you and Sterling and Nicole and whatever girl she's with at the time being bored standing there, and it puts pressure on me to have to entertain you guys because I know you're bored at a 7-year-old, 6-year-old birthday
party.
Last
time I checked, we all had a blast at Cash's party.
Well, that was extravaganza. I don't do that. I rent the clubhouse and have a couple pizzas.
I always invite you guys.
You have an extravaganza with, like, it's basically Circus de Olay at your house.
Loren, I mean, your son's first birthday party, you literally brought a zoo, okay? You literally brought a zoo to your house. Like,
yeah.
To be fair, my mom did that.
Yeah. And last year, there was giant lights that said, Happy Birthday, Cash, lit up like the Hollywood sign. I don't go that far.
What'd you ask me for last night? What'd you ask me
for? That was for my neighbor, not for me.
Okay.
But anyway, there's no drama this year.
Okay, but the first and only time I've ever been invited to Dean's birthday party, you had hot dogs, and we drank, and we did Jenga outside while the kids played. It was a great time.
I haven't done that type of party since, though, Roy. And if I did, I would invite you guys. It's always been – it's gotten tighter the older he's gotten. It's more about Dean and less about us.
We just want to bring Dean a gift and hang out with you.
Mm. Okay. Well, I'll see to it in the 8th birthday next year that you guys can do that.
No, I'm off. I'm out.
Well, good. Now I'm inviting you next year for sure. And I want you and Sterling to be bored, whispering to each other, looking at your watches, trying to make an escape plan. But I have Nicole working on a project. Real quick, Nicole, how many videos have I sent you?
I'd say we're up to like 25.
So Amanda asked, like, friends, family, teachers to send Dean short messages saying, hey, happy birthday, and we're going to play them for him. And I said, Nicole, you're really good at video editing. Can you just line them all up for me? I had no idea. I thought
27.
I thought 5 or 6. There's 27
28.
Videos.
28.
What
is it, a 45 minute video? Holy cow.
Well, it ain't short.
I mean, how am I going to get that file?
You better start deleting some pictures.
Anyway, thank you for doing that, Nicole. Like, his teacher did one, and like a lot of friends, they did skits. One family changed costumes
Really?
Yes.
I kind of did a skit. Nicole, did you like my skit?
No, I was not impressed. I responded and I said no comment.
Wow. Tough crowd.
I thought it was good.
Wow. Yeah. I'm sure I'll like it, but if she doesn't like it, I'm sure it's immature and I'll like it.
Mamie will love it.
Okay. Let's play Can't Beat Loren. This cat's got 100 victories.
704-570-9595. She's at the triple digits for the first time in the history of this show.
No, it's not.
Why are you saying it's not? It is. She's never
it
gotten
is. It. Is. She's hit 100 before. It was like
true.
It was like 107. It was like 107.
Hey, the three of us are all in agreement that she's never gotten there before, but other people have texted and dropped us messages that she has.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what to do.
Just listen to your producer.
Okay, y'all wrong.
It's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Oh, rant.
On Kiss 95.1.
I hate when this happens. Pam either got disconnected or got scared and didn't want to play, but we need someone to play Can't Beat Loren right now. 704-570-9595. We're up against the clock, so we want to get it in. She's got 100 wins. Controversial number. We don't, Leroy and Loren and I don't feel like you've ever gotten to 100 before, but Nicole and other fans of the MRL show say that you have.
I don't think I have before.
I didn't think so either. I thought you lost at like 95, 96, something like that.
That's what I thought. My last run, I thought, was my biggest one, and I thought it was we didn't hit 100.
She's getting somebody. In the meantime, we'll just jam out. I never really listened to your theme before.
you were a radio fan, we can't see it, but Mania's just bobbing his head.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever made it through Loren's Can't Beat Loren theme this far before. We usually kick into our game show music.
I know, but you know, we now have to really play fast because we're coming up against our commercial
okay.
break.
Well, Emily in Rock Hill is deciding to jump in. She answered the call. Emily, throw Loren out so we can try and get you a win, okay?
Get out, Loren.
All right, I'm done.
All right, Loren, leaving the studio. She can no longer hear these questions. It is only us.
Emily, Beyonce's foundation has teamed up with Twitter to provide $6 million to those who need assistance during the pandemic. Who is Beyonce's husband?
Jay-Z.
Question two, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, who's known for movies such as Men in Black and I Am Legend, tops the TikTok earning list, making over $100,000 per post. Who is that?
Will Smith.
Don't worry, parents. Chris Hemsworth admitted that he is failing miserably at homeschooling his kids, so we're all not alone here. What Marvel character is he known for playing?
Thor.
Question four. Orlando Bloom's fiance is having spicy pregnancy food cravings. Her number one is avocado toast with Tabasco. Funny thing is, she's never been into spicy foods until the pregnancy. Who is that?
Katy Perry.
Question five. The NFL draft was last night. Congratulations to the Panthers. Derek Brown, new player. It was supposed to be held live in Sin City, but obviously it was canceled. Sin City is better known as what city?
Las Vegas.
All right, bring in Ren.
Come on in, Loren.
Good job, Emily.
Thanks.
All right, Loren's putting her headphones. Loren, you have to quickly play. Now, luckily, Emily got them all correct, which means I'm not going to tell you if you get it right or wrong until the very end.
All right. Okay. Beyonce's foundation. Hold on. She's got there's an echo, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I hear the echo.
Okay. All right. Yes. Beyonce. Of course it was you. Beyonce's foundation has teamed up with Twitter to provide $6 million to those who need assistance during the pandemic. Who is Beyonce's husband?
Jay-Z.
And the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, who's known for movies such as Men in Black and I Am Legend, tops the TikTok earning list by making over $100,000 per post. His name is?
Will Smith.
Question three. Don't worry, parents. Chris Hemsworth admitted that he's failing miserably at homeschooling his kids. What Marvel character is he known for playing?
A very shirtless Thor.
Oh, I didn't know if you would know that. Orlando Bloom's fiance is having spicy pregnancy food cravings. Her number one is avocado toast with Tabasco. Funny thing is, she's never been into spicy foods before. What kind of foods is she into? I'm joking. That's not the question.
I was like, non-spicy ones.
Who is she?
Katy Perry.
Imagine, Roy, that was the question.
Yeah.
And by the way, Emily got it right. Question five. The NFL draft was last night. Congratulations to the Panthers' newest player, Derek Brown. No relation to Roy. It was supposed to be held live in Sin City, but obviously it was canceled. Sin City is better known as?
Vegas.
That is correct. Final score, 5-5. Of the Ren, you have 101. 101 wins.
All right,
I'm
Emily.
I'm so sorry. It is a tie. Stay with the house, Emily.
I can't beat Loren, but I can tie her.
You have a great day. Keep listening. The legendary Friday free-for-all is going to continue all morning long. Plus, we're going to check in with Hallie, who's got a major issue with her boyfriend. We'll find out why. It's all coming up. Don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
We're in phase three of the MRL show, if you're listening. Governor Cooper rolled out three phases. We're in phase three here. Producer Nicole is like, hey, would you like to have some of my charcuterie? I'm like, no, I'm not going to reach into your delicious-looking salami and cheese charcuterie board.
Yeah, but it's not like I've touched these. I'm picking them up individually.
Okay.
Just thought I'd offer. Sheesh.
No, I appreciate the offer. It's just you're going to freak Roy out when he comes back to the studio eventually.
Yes, I have a feeling that I'm going to last 2 days in the studio and we'll be back in my home studio.
980 sends us a text message. We're having people text us all morning long if you're an essential worker, especially if you're a frontline person, like 704 says, it's Ashley from Gastonia. I listen to you guys every morning. I love your show, and you guys always put a smile on my face on the way to work. If you guys could please do a huge shout-out to all of us home healthcare providers. Just to show your support, we may not be working in the hospital, but like myself, I have 5 clients that I go to a day, and I have to be extra careful with COVID-19 going on, as well as a chance going into someone's home. So we have to take extra precautions. Thank you guys so much for all you do to keep us smiling throughout the day. That's from Ashley in Gastonia. Ashley, I think that is amazing. My wife's stepfather also does the same thing. He does therapy in home. The good news is the people that he's working with don't leave the house. The bad news is because they don't leave the house, a lot of people are coming in and bringing them things. So just like Ashley said, you got to take extra precautions. But you guys are awesome. And speaking of awesome, I love when people send good emails to our boss.
Especially our boss, because we want to make sure that our bosses know that we're a good investment.
If you're going to send them, don't just send them to us. Make sure they go to the higher-ups.
Real quick, listen to this gem that came across yesterday. MRL show sucks. Take them. Oh, wait, no, that's the wrong one.
Not the hate mail.
Just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate Manny, Roy, and Loren. Every day they bring a smile to my face and do so much for the community. I think it's important to thank them for always being there for us. I switched to them from Ace and TJ a few months ago, and I can't wait to wake up early to listen to them. My grandbabies love them too. Yeah, well, we typically go to the 5-year-old level a lot.
Yeah, pretty quickly.
My husband and I talk about them in the show just about every night at dinner, which, speaking of, we love sitting on the porch and listening to Roy every evening.
Oh boy.
We crack open some beers and listen to the music he picks out for us. He's definitely our favorite out of everyone on the show. Congratulations, Roy.
All right.
I wish I could hear him all day. I mean, he practically can. He's on from 6 to 11 and 3 to 7.
Yeah, all day. I am on all day.
And then if that's not enough for you, you can download the Rap Party podcast and get him in between.
That's right, an unfiltered Roy. I like it when he talks about how excited he is when he found a new song that he wants to play for us. I end up adding it to our Spotify list because of Roy.
I do that in the afternoon. I don't really talk about that in the mornings. But in the afternoon, I share songs that I love. Yeah.
She goes on to say, I'm just thankful for y'all. The world is scary, but Manny, Roy, and Loren make it better. I'm not sure if you read fan mail during ratings, meetings, or something, but I would hope you share with them that it took 3 coworkers to convert me to MRL, and I'm mad that they didn't force me to do so sooner. What an amazing email. Thank you.
We need to find our converter army. Like, who are you? And thank you. Like, we got to thank you for converting people. That's awesome. Well, I'm glad she's loving the show both mornings and afternoons.
That's right. All right, we've got $500 for you. We hope you love that as much as you love the MRL show. We're going to hook you up with $500 with the KISS cash code coming up at 8. And then we're going to talk to Haley. Haley says that she wants to break up with her boyfriend over Zoom, but the reason why is the most Loren-y bougie thing ever.
All right. Okay.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So we just gave out that keyword. You know, we're trying to help everyone out here in the Carolinas, giving you some extra cash. $500. We're doing it, I think, 7 times a day? I believe, if my math is right. We're doing it every 2 hours. So we just gave out that keyword. You have maybe 10 minutes or less to put the keyword, to text the keyword in. If you missed that keyword, don't worry. Another one's coming up at noon today.
Real quick, 980 sent a text message and said, essential workers here, Paula and Brittany washing the cars and free washes for all police officers in Lincolnton.
That's cool. Awesome.
Yep. We did get a DM from Haley, Roy, and Lorraine, and she's on the phone. Let me bring her in. She's there. Hey. Hi, Haley.
Hey.
Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Rim Morning Show. So you're dealing with a dilemma. You want our help?
Yeah. So I've been with my boyfriend for a while, about 8 months, and mm-hmm. I think it's time for us to break up, and mm-hmm. I don't know, like, if I should do it over Zoom or over the phone or
What has he done in the middle of the quarantine where you're not with him that's making you go, yeah, let's pull the trigger on this?
Maybe she realized with the distance, she was like, this is way better.
I mean, honestly, I think the whole, like, staying at home, you know, is forcing, you know, us to, like, check in with our priorities. And honestly, and, like, I live alone and he lives alone, so I've, like, seen him occasionally. Like, I've seen him a little bit to, like, take walks and, you know, and, again, we both live alone. I don't want to do it in person, but we do Zoom, like, every other day. And I just, like, with the whole staying at home, it's, like, driving me a little nuts.
Okay.
And I really, like, when this is all over, I want to, I, like, need to travel for 3 weeks at least. And he has always hated traveling. He hates flying. And I feel like it is, like, I when this is over, I just need to travel. I need to fly.
I told you it was a Lorraine reason. She wants to dump the guy because she wants to travel the world and he doesn't want to go.
But you can't even travel right now.
I know,
but when it's over, I need to, like, have something to look forward to, and like, I need to, like, start planning, like, my escape.
And do you feel like he's holding you back?
Yeah, I feel like I can't think about what my life will be like when this is over because I'm with him. Does that make sense?
Did you ever like him? I mean, did you ever have feelings for him?
No, he's great. Of course.
How dare you?
What? Okay. No. Come on. Isn't there something that the like staying at home order is like making you guys think about that you want to do? Isn't it like reshuffling everybody's priorities?
Yeah, but I get excited at the idea. I want, you know, my boyfriend to be part of that. I want him to go with me. So that's why I was saying maybe you've never liked your guy.
But guys, I think we're missing the point here. If you want to travel for 3 weeks after quarantine, just travel for 3 weeks after quarantine and don't take him with you if he doesn't like to travel.
Yeah, no, there's another
reason.
You're
already separated.
Here.
You want to find a guy to travel with? Is that what it is, Haley?
I mean, that would be ideal.
Okay.
I mean, if he wasn't afraid of flying, like, I would love to take him with me, but he is petrified of flying. And, you know, before this happened, we were, you know, spending a lot of time together. And I'm one of those people who, like, I'm like a couple person.
Okay, hold on a second. Haley, you're so funny. Like, we've never spoken before. We only read your DM. Obviously, you listen to the Mania Roy and Lorraine show. Quarantine has really messed with you. I can tell. Your brain is in a million different, going a million different ways. You want to travel. You want to break up with your boyfriend. You want to see him. You want to do it on Zoom. You want to do it in person. Like, you're having a hard time with the stay-at-home orders, aren't you?
I mean, who isn't? Yeah, I'm losing it a little.
Roy's loving it. He doesn't have to talk to anybody. He stays in his home.
Well, it's not far off from the normal day-to-day.
I want to know why you want to break.
Well, I'm glad it's working for
you. You are so funny. I'm glad we called you. All right, so what do you want to do? You're going to dump the guy, Lorraine? Shit, this is an episode.
Wait,
this is what we call.
I want to know why she wants to break up with him over Zoom and not in person. If they've seen each other on walks, like, why wouldn't you just break up with him at the end of a walk?
Because we haven't. I mean, obviously, I want to, like, do the mature right thing. We don't meet up for walks that often, and honestly, like, I kind of just want to, like, do it. I want to, like, we're supposed to Zoom today, and I feel like if I don't do it today, I'm going to lose my nerve. And it's also, like, I can't sleep. I feel like it just needs to be over.
You've already made up your decision, then.
Well, I mean, I feel like I should break up with him. Like, I feel wrong, but I'm like, is it bad to do over Zoom, or is the phone better?
Yes, don't listen to Manny. Manny's going to say it's fine to do it over the phone.
704 texted in and said better? If they were on a plane with you, they'd push you out.
What? Yeah, Haley said she's worried about losing her nerve. I feel like she's lost her nerve many times.
No.
We're playing around with you.
I just want to be free.
All right, then,
I get it.
All right, break up with them over Zoom. Who care? I mean, yeah. What, Loren? Should she go see him in person? They've only been together for 8 months.
They've been together long enough where I think that warrants a breakup in person, especially if they've already seen each other during this quarantine. If they hadn't, I'd be like, okay, cool, do it over Zoom.
Okay, Loren, she wants to break up for him for not a good reason. Like there's nothing decent about this, so go ahead and break up with him over Zoom. It's not like she cares about this guy.
Right, you're going to make the guy disinfect, mask up, maybe glove up, go somewhere, disinfect, you know, again, just to get dumped?
I would much rather know that you're dumping me for the stupidest reasons and that you were a jerk over Zoom. And then
okay,
you
I don't
do the
think
sentimental...
I'm a jerk for knowing what I want.
No, Roy didn't call you a jerk. He's just saying he doesn't want you to look like a jerk.
Okay, yeah.
We don't want dude to hyperventilate in his mask.
It's just, and also, like, he's been, like, we have met up because we both live alone, but, like, he...
You're all over the place, Haley.
He doesn't, he doesn't like to come out, like, you know, I mean, like, we do, you know, take walks and stuff, but it's like,
okay, it is the strangest call. I know, it really is.
Call.
Okay, Haley, we got to run. Break up with them however you want. Just over Zoom is fine. It really is.
So you think Zoom over the phone? That's really my
decision. I mean, at this point, Haley, I think I'm okay with you just ghosting and never talking to him again.
Haley, thanks for listening to the show. Good luck with you, okay?
Love the show.
All right, thanks, Haley. Okay. Bye. Oh, my gosh.
What was that?
I don't know. Her DM was so neatly written that I thought she'd be a great spot. So I said, Nicole, get her on. Let's talk to her. I got to go take a nap after that.
That's exhausting.
The 704 texter said if they were on a plane with her, they'd push her out. That is so mean.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Talking to the Spice Girls, Loren.
Oh, is that what you were doing?
They said, if you want to be my lover.
Oh, okay.
Did Miss Julia come back for her cupcake? Our awesome cleaning person. Who, by the way, Roy and Loren, I found out she cleans like... She goes around like 5 times a day, does all the handles, all the door handles.
Yeah, I think she comes back at night too, doesn't she?
She does the elevators inside and out. And then comes back at night, Loren, you're right, and like cleans the studios. Which I find funny because like nobody likes to come into the radio studios when nobody's here because they're afraid they'll turn on the mic.
So she's like actually in the room and like wiping everything down to disinfect it?
That's what she says. I said, you come on this side? And she goes, yep.
Wow.
Hi. Hi,
man.
Hi, it's the Miss Julia radio show.
Wouldn't it be awesome if we found out like at 10:30 she's cranking open the mics?
Doing a whole show of her own.
It's Cleaning 101, Miss Julia, Kiss 95.1.
Good evening, my cats and kittens.
We're just going to discuss the bleach ratio that the CDC recommends.
For all you people out there swiffing with your swiffers, keeping the front line safe by wiping down everything, we appreciate it. Call now. Tell me your solution.
We need to go look at Miss Julia's Instagram. Let's see if there's a bunch of photos of her selfies with the microphone. New hit dropping tonight. Listen at 11 p.m.
I know. I had no
idea.
She'd
be great.
She's the shyest person ever because she sings, and I always ask her. I say, Miss Julia, come sing. She goes, oh, baby, no, I'm not singing. Uh-uh.
And she has a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
Beautiful voice.
We gave her a PlayStation Wii for Christmas, and she was like, thank you so much. She was so thankful.
A PlayStation Wii.
I'm sorry. What is it? Nintendo Wii.
A Nintendo Wii, yes. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I got that. Brands.
Old man.
Yeah, I said Facebook time us so that we can see your PlayStation Wii, Miss Julia.
Facebook time us.
I love that it's the Miss Julia. Hi, the Miss Julia radio show. Let's go to caller number 5. Who's this?
Yes, hi. I'm currently cleaning the Harris Teeter on West Boulevard.
Thanks, baby. What do you use it? Armor-All wipes or?
Well, no, because everyone keeps buying those. We're currently just having to dip Bounty wipes into bleach, and that's just everyone's just using bleach these days.
And every song is like a cleaning song. We're gonna play. I'm gonna wash that man right out of your hair. Coming up,
plays the Mr. Clean jingle.
Thanks to Miss Julia, and quite honestly, everybody who's the unsung hero in all this. People who are going through and sanitizing. All the handles and all the countertops and everything. If that's your job, you people are amazing. You really are.
You're literally risking your life to make sure that we're safe and clean and disinfected. So thank you.
And if you would like a radio show or a podcast, I think we have something in mind. How cool would it be to get all these people that work in sanitizing to talk about how they do it?
Oh, I'm sure there's so many tips and tricks on how to quickly clean and be efficient and.
We could probably learn a thing or two, especially
probably.
You two.
Let's go to line 5 to David. David apparently has a backpack that you have like one of those big backpack tanks. Oh, yeah, I spray down everything. Oh, my God, that's a miracle. All right, Roy, we got to move on, and I have to ask you something because I saw an article that says the coronavirus is bringing neighbors closer together than ever before from coast to coast. And we know it's an ongoing thing with you and your neighbors.
So we're not close.
Can Loren and I will read a couple stats to you, and you tell us if you feel like you're doing this with your neighbors or you're not.
Okay,
sure. All right, we'll do it in less than 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So Roy, you have this whole thing with your neighbors, kind of.
He has nothing with his neighbors.
I haven't been invited over to go grilling. You know.
Have you met any of your neighbors since this whole stay-at-home order has gone in place?
About 2 weeks ago, I ventured outside, and I waved at my neighbor across the street when I pulled the trash can in, and we had
that's
eye contact.
The most contact you had.
Did they wave back?
He waved back.
Okay, that's good.
It's a start. Yeah.
Why are you asking, Ren?
Well, because there's an article that I found that the coronavirus has brought neighbors closer together than ever before.
Oh.
And I was hoping that maybe Roy was part of this 64% of people who have met new neighbors since this has started.
How sweet.
I've been walking the neighborhood more, and so I am seeing like the neighbors that don't live like right next to me, you know what I mean? Like I'm seeing them walking more and I'm like smiling and saying hi to them. But I haven't actually had a true conversation with any of them. The only time we've had true conversation with our neighbors is when my dog Callie got loose and Sterling went door to door.
And it wasn't a good conversation. It was more like, have you seen my dog? Oh, my God.
Yeah. That.
They're like, those two. The 25% of people.
Drama.
25% of people say that they've spoken to new neighbors since staying at home.
25%?
25% of the 64%.
Yeah.
Of people.
No. Listen, we're insane. This household is insane. You know what we do? We look out our window and we see a cute couple. We see two guys walking down the road and we have the whole I hope they're gay comment. Ooh, I wonder if they're gay. You know, because that's exciting too.
We should go check. Friendsies.
And seriously, it turns to this moment where we're like, maybe we should follow them and try to run into them and become friends with them.
You guys are such weirdos.
We are. We are weird. Like, look at that nice couple. I bet if we went outside and we ran into each other, we'd be friends. But then we take it down a notch because I understand that sounds insane, and we don't ever do that.
Thank you for bringing it back.
Yeah.
Elena went on a walk yesterday with Cash, and Cash ended up falling asleep in the stroller, so they stopped at one of the little parks in our neighborhood, and some guy was like walking the trail and chatted Elena up for like 40 minutes while Cash was sleeping in the stroller.
Nice.
Yeah.
Married guy or divorced living in that neighborhood?
No, I think he was just being nice. I don't think he was like trying to hit on her.
What a baller situation. If she could find a divorced man that lives in that neighborhood or a widower who lives there, and she can move right in and at the same time take care of Cash and not have to leave the neighborhood.
Yeah, and he's got that money.
Mm.
Watch out. He didn't ask her for a number.
You know, and I've been like in the neighborhood and I saw someone chopping down a tree with an axe, y'all. Not even a chainsaw, like old school axe.
Thing.
And I'm like, I want to go talk to the guy so bad because it's so interesting. But it's weird, right?
Hey, Tin Man.
Hey, how's it going?
Mind if I take a couple chops?
Last time anyone did this was George Washington. It's interesting. You're using an axe, sir, to chop this tree down.
And then you go and talk to him, and then you find out that, like, it's not his house. It's, like, his ex-wife, and he hates her, and he's chopping down her favorite tree. You're like, oh.
So but I do. I do want to be more connected to my neighbors, and I'm not.
Loren's study says the coronavirus is bringing neighbors closer together because you're around more, obviously, and you see each other more. Our neighborhood is the opposite. We've been around each other too much. And the minute that we get to phase three, there's going to be a traffic jam of us getting out of the neighborhood to go somewhere.
Your neighborhood's going to be a ghost town when things go back to normal.
Dude, just, help everyone stay safe. We've been over this 1,000 times with you. When you see the neighbor, you're doing the right thing. Wave.
I do. I wave.
Before we go to break, we do have to take a break here. Tell everyone you did something. I don't think we talked about it on the air. You have a passive-aggressive move with the neighbor next to you.
So my neighbor's not securing their trash, and their trash ends up blowing into my yard. So I take my leaf blower, and I blow the trash right back to their yard.
I have no idea why Roy isn't part of the 64% of people getting closer to their neighbors.
I mean, what am I supposed to do? Just pick up the trash? I'm not picking up your trash. I'm not doing it.
No, you could just knock on the door and be like, hey, heads up, it's blowing
around.
But then
that's a weird confrontation. I'd just rather blow it back and let them deal with it. Okay. Or, well, better yet, I'll get a fence. I think I'm going to go buy a fence, and that's going to be my project. Good.
A really tall one.
Yeah, it sounds like you're well on your way to being more friendly there with your neighbors.
Yeah, I'm going to create more barriers between them and me.
Mr. Mayor.
We got to come back. We got to talk about this. Loren, how long have you been wearing your leggings?
Really? You're calling me out for this a long time?
Well, the new study is out. It says they will tell you how long you could wear the same pair of leggings without washing them. We'll get into that in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. We are the Mandy Roy and Loren Morning Show.
So we're getting some text messages of people who want shout-outs. Mark in Ashe County, he says he's an essential worker. Allison says that she works at a nursing home in Statesville. Thank you so much, Allison. And Marley, my name is Marley, and I work in social services, and we are considered essential workers right now. So keep safe, kids.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, guys. Everybody on the front line, essential workers, text us, call us, 704-570-9595. Love shouting you guys out on the Legendary Friday free-for-all. All right, real quick, Loren, do you have a favorite pair of leggings that you wear? And you probably do, and so do a lot of women.
So right now, all that fits me is maternity leggings, and I have 3 pairs, and they are in heavy, heavy rotation.
Okay. If you've been wearing the same pair of leggings for 3 days, it might be time to toss them into the wash. Your bodies produce a lot of gross stuff, including sweat, that can build up and leave the clothing stinky and not healthy for you when you're trying to stay healthy and fight off infections. Now, according to Tide scientists, who knows that Tide has a scientist? Her name is Jennifer. She says even if you don't work out, you produce 1 liter of sweat. That's 10 grams of salt or 40 grams of sebum, whatever that is, and 10 grams of skin cells and flakes a day.
Ooh.
Wearing your leggings more than once means that that stuff builds up and they may end up pretty stinky.
I'd say I wear mine maybe 2 days.
Okay. Well, according to the scientists, they should be changed and washed daily. But if you're lounging around all day and you're changing your underwear, you might be able to stretch your leggings out to 2 to 3 days. Do you think we'll find someone just for fun, judgment free? Can we find someone who's worn the same leggings for 3 days in a row?
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. There's a pair of lounge shorts that It's been at least a solid week for me.
Clown shorts?
Unwashed?
Yeah, unwashed. Because I just wear them like around here. Just I don't go anywhere.
Yeah, jeans I'll go a long time with, but I think that's a jean.
When was the last time you put jeans on?
I have jeans on now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I mean, they're pregnancy jeans, but yeah, which are pretty much leggings.
All right, 704-570-9595. We'd love to hear from you guys. Are you someone who's worn the same shirt, the same pants, whatever it is, for 3 days? Roy's got a week going. I don't know if I'll find anybody that would say like they've worn the same thing for a week.
Well, when you word it like that, it sounds way worse than what's actually happening.
Buddy, I don't know. The math speaks for itself. It's Maney, Roy, and Loren.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
We're talking about something everybody's familiar with, Roy and Loren, and that's wearing the same clothing for several days, especially since your, you know, stay-at-home orders are in effect and have been stretched out, by the way. We talked about that earlier in the show, Governor Cooper's three-phase plan.
Oh, well, I thought you were talking about my leggings being stretched out.
Which is true, too. Listen, my clothes are getting a little extra room here.
No, an expert scientist that works for Tide says you shouldn't wear your leggings more than once a day. You should always wash them, and maybe two if you're changing your underwear with them. But we know that it's hard out there when you're not doing anything and you're just like on stay-at-home orders. Why change? Why shower? How long have you gone? 704-570-9595. Total judgment-free zone, you guys. Roy, you said what?
Well, I do shower every day, but there's like this lounge shorts that I'll throw on. And it's when I'm just like watching TV, when I want to curl up on the couch. And I think it's been a week since I've washed those.
Okay.
But I'm not leaving the house. I'm not moving with them.
I'm not going to lie. I've gone a week and a half without washing my hair.
I think Raymond.
Thank you for making me feel good.
Raymond, who's on the phone, he worked the night shift at Amazon, just got off. Good morning, Raymond.
Hey, morning, guys.
How's stuff in the Amazon warehouse, bud?
It's great. It's busy, but it's really been working out really well.
Were you there over the holidays, too?
Yeah, actually, I was.
So is it, because I'm hearing that, like, there's more stuff happening now than during the holiday season 2019. Is that true?
Like, as far as orders?
Like, shipments and orders and the volume coming through the Amazon warehouse.
Yes, that's true. Really doing a great job to support the community.
Yeah, that's awesome. See, I told you, there's more stuff coming through now than there was at Christmas 2019.
Yep. I believe it.
That's crazy. All right, so now you're working at the Amazon warehouse, and are you roying it where you're wearing the same shorts day and night?
No. So right now, I'm only working 3 days a week. The other four, I'm at home, and I'm all about the loungewear. I got a pair of little short running shorts from Gymshark, same pair every day, all 4 days, and I love them. They're so comfortable. It's like, that's it. Like, not even underwear, just the shorts, and it's amazing.
And how often do you wear them?
Said four days.
I've got two. I got a gray pair and I got a blue pair. And I think when I'm off, like that's it. That's all I'll wear. And they're short, so my wife likes them. So that works out too.
But are you washing them, Raymond?
Yeah, I'll wash them after 4 days. So usually
they get the once a week wash.
Yep, the once a week wash.
And the Tide scientist is dying right now, Roy. The Tide scientist said maybe 2 days if you're changing your underwear. Raymond's freeballing, and he's not washing his shorts.
Can I just say
that's right.
That the Tide person says you should wash your clothes more? Like, isn't that a conflict of interest?
Yeah, that's fair.
Like,
yes,
you know what I mean? Like, if I worked for McDonald's, I'd be like, you should definitely eat burgers during the coronavirus.
I didn't think of that.
Trust me.
All right, Raymond, you go home and get some rest after working all night with Amazon, dude. Thanks a lot for listening.
Yep, no problem. Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
You got it. Thanks for keeping the country moving. That's funny, Roy. Oh, there's a new study from PlayStation out that says you should do more video gaming.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So, Lorraine, she's going to name her kid Lasagna? Is that what the story that you blogged about on kiss95.1.com is?
Yeah, so, you know, I think all moms have the best of intentions when they're naming their children. I'm kind of going through it right now. And we can't decide on a name. But after
you're
hearing this...
You're stuck on two.
Yeah, we're stuck on two names that go with Joseph. So
okay,
we'll see where that goes. But after hearing this story...
I like Mary, Jesus, and...
Yeah, but okay, that won't be happening. Okay. So this woman, she's always wanted to name a little girl Elizabeth. And she wanted to use Elizabeth Jane, but in the middle of her pregnancy, her husband's mother passed away. And her name was Anya. So they wanted to use Anya instead of Jane as the middle name. Well, she realized after naming the baby Elizabeth Anya that if you shortened it and called her Liz like they wanted to, now it is Lasagna.
Lasagna.
Isn't that great? Lasagna. Oh, I love those. I used to do that at the airports, I told you. When I was bored, I would get on the courtesy phone and be like, hi, I'm looking for Lasagna. She's supposed to meet me at the baggage claim. Can you please page her? And they'd be like, Lasagna? Lasagna? Come to the baggage claim.
You're terrible. But yeah, I mean, I guess there are some fails when it comes to people naming their kids. I had a guy that we knew, and his name was Budweiser, mm-hmm, and his last name was Miller. So Budweiser Miller. But that was a joke amongst their family when they were naming the baby. That wasn't intentional.
But that's his real name.
Yeah.
Think about if your name is first name is Candy, your last name, and you marry into Roseanne's family, or your Candy Bar.
Candy Bar, right?
Yeah. If you marry into if you're Candy Basket.
Candy Basket?
Candy Basket.
I'm just thinking of names like, you know, people's last names are Monk, right? M-O-N-K.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
What if you name your kid Chip?
Chipmunk.
Chipmunk.
Come on, Chipmunk.
Bill Ding.
Oh, William Ding, and then you realize it's Bill Ding.
Oh, these are funny. I'm on a list here. There's a whole bunch of funny names. Anita. Anita's always easy.
Yeah.
Anita Biscuit, my drag queen name.
That's it. Anita Bath. Anita Plumber. Let's see. What's Criss Cross? That would be mean. I'll skip all the Richard names.
Yeah. Sure.
We all get that.
You know, I'm sure you're giggling.
I am. Ella, and her last name is Vader.
Aww.
It's El Vader, please.
Ella. You've got to see that coming.
Harry's
so
funny.
So somebody, 282, just texted in and said my son's grade teacher's name is Holly Woods.
Oh, that's funny.
Hollywood, yep.
Harry Leg. Harry Johnson's always good. Hugh is always a funny word. Huge ass. let's see. Jim, J-I-M.
Uh-huh.
Jim what?
And then his last name is Sox, S-O-X, Jim Sox. That's mean.
That is mean.
Let's see. Lee King.
Lee King.
Oh, that's funny. Live Good. G O O D E L I V.
That's kind of cool, though.
I like the name Liv for a girl.
Mm-hmm. Too bad I'm not having a girl.
Would Mo Lester be a bad name?
My gosh, Manny.
I'm just looking. You know, people's last name are Lester.
Yeah.
Miles Long. That's funny.
Yeah. Miles with anything is pretty funny.
Owen Cash. Owen Moore. I got to be careful with some of these. I can't just blurt them out.
Yeah. You got to think about them first.
Rich Guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is what we're all looking for, right? Robin Money. Am I the only one that's finding this funny?
Well.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
We have a chance to win $500. KISS Cash Code, minutes away, coming up at 10 a.m. Seriously, it's so close. You better not turn this radio station. But Lorette, you're connected with what's going on in Hollywood. Tell us what's going on.
I am. Beyonce, she's trying to do her part during this coronavirus crisis. She's got her Bay Good Foundation. That's so cute.
Bay Good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's teamed up with Twitter's founder. And what they're doing is they're taking $6 million and spreading it over various organizations. Everything from mental health support to personal wellness care, medical services, food supplies, and deliveries during this time.
Cool.
Yeah. And have you guys, I mean, you guys love TikTok. I haven't really gotten into it, but the celebrities love TikTok. And now they're making a ton of money off of just one post.
Like, it comes in waves for me, by the way. I get on it, then it's like nothing but children on it.
The 15-year-olds dancing in short shorts, like, and I turn it off. I'm like,
It did start where people could, like, you know, get their quote-unquote 15 minutes of fame.
What are celebrities making?
So, this is crazy. Will Smith, for one post, he's making $107,000 on one post.
Damn, well, that's a hard post. You know, you got to go onto the app, you got to upload it, and then you got to hit send. And you got to filter it. So I could see where he would earn $107,000.
Well, I will say he does do a lot of production for his videos. Okay. I've seen.
Yeah. But TikTok really does make you work for it. Some of the other celebrities in the top five of moneymakers is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yep.
JoJo Siwa, the little 16-year-old.
And my niece's lover.
Yeah, I don't understand that whole thing. She's like 16 and dresses like she's 7. And
that's her character.
The Jenner sisters on there?
No, Ariana Grande rounding out the top five.
Okay.
Yeah. And Chris Hemsworth, he is amongst all of us parents that are just wondering how to get through this coronavirus while homeschooling. And he's got 3 kids. He says things aren't going well. He's trying but failing miserably. And his days end up to be like 4 or 5 hours of negotiations and bribery and then like 20 minutes of actual work. And he doesn't understand any of it.
That's funny. It's true. It's true. Thank God Dean's good in math, because I'm working with him on math problems and he answers before me and then I have to correct him. I go, yeah, buddy, that's right.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. 21 plus 10 is 31. That checks out. All right, thanks,
but
Lorette.
If you want more, if you want more celebrity gossip or your corona updates, you can head to kiss951.com.
Thanks to Asante Pizza for helping us out. Coming up here in just less than an hour, right, Roy?
Yeah, we're going to be taking a bunch of food to Novant Presby here in Uptown, thanks to our friends at Asante. Trying to feed the front lines. The Mania Roy of the Rim Morning Show every Friday, feeding our frontline workers. Try to take care of them as they take care of us.